views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. We're going to be doing some conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences very quickly and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. One of the best things about this process is that it's gentle and the possibilities are unlimited. During the second half of the show today, we will be taking live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some insight into or you'd like some assistance with, get ready to call. And remember, this process can be applied to any area of your life. So until then, I want to check in with our producer, Mark. You know, we like to do these shows spontaneously and just kind of talk about and work with whatever comes up, at that time. So I want to check in with you, Mark, wondering what you have in mind for today's show.
Well, I remember one of the things we talked about in last week's clearing call that I thought was really good, and I remember making a mental note that it would be kind of fun maybe to play with on this pre-Valentine's Day show, which was the difference between aloneness and loneliness. One of the callers brought up, can we do some clearing around loneliness? And then the differentiation was brought up, Deborah, you brought it up, that it was about discernment between loneliness and aloneness. And I thought that was really an interesting observation. I thought maybe we could play with that a little bit today.
Okay.
Yeah, what I also thought was interesting was cutting the cord. Didn't we cut a cord between loneliness and aloneness?
Yeah, so basically so they don't come hand in hand, so that you can spend time alone and not be lonely or feel lonely. And I love that you two are reminding me what we cleared, because it's kind of like in the last show last week where the caller from the previous week called in and I didn't remember what she had worked with, is that I just removed myself from the process and I'm receiving intuitive information. And there's a lot of times we hang up with these calls or even in a session and I have no idea what we even cleared.
Yes.
It's
not a logical process for me at all. And so that part of my brain isn't always engaged, and you guys will tell me, or I'll get feedback that wow, that was a really powerful call last night or something like that. And I just want to say, oh, what do we do?
Yeah. Well, tell me about it.
But what I do remember is that there was something about the cultural aspects of loneliness, that we're conditioned to always be with someone. You know, in society, it's coming back to me now. Society a lot of times dictates that, you know, by a certain age, you've got to find your life partner, and then you've got to have children and stay close to your parents and have a lot of friends, popularity in school, that makes you a better person. And we're just kind of conditioned to believe that we always have to have someone there with us to be part of something. I don't even know what that something is. And that it creates an emptiness or a feeling of lack within us when we buy into those beliefs, and then that's not our experience. So even just doing something like going to a restaurant and eating alone, when I tell people that I do that, some of them, you know, respond with shock or with sympathy or something like that. I love it. I mean, I have absolutely no problems or no insecurity sitting in a restaurant and eating by myself. I actually enjoy the experience of being able to focus on my food and pay attention to things going on around me instead of having to engage in conversation. So I see the benefits of both, but sometimes it shocks me when somebody seems horrified by the understanding that a lot of times I eat alone. I don't get it sometimes.
Well, I see a lot of clients that are from out of town here in Sedona, and I am surprised as well how many, for example, who are coming on retreats say that this is their first time in their lives that they're traveling alone. And, I've traveled alone since I was pretty young. So that's always surprising to me. But what I love is how much fun they end up having taking this time to be on their own and to have an adventure that's all theirs. And it's a whole new world when they realize that they can do it, and not only can they do it, but they love it.
Well, another thing that I realized when I moved to Hawaii, I went by myself and I didn't know anybody there. What it did was it opened me up for a lot of experiences that I wouldn't have had if I had had somebody there engaging with, because you don't necessarily talk to people as much. You're not as open to talking to people. And then even when you are, as a couple, open to talking to someone that you don't know, the conversation doesn't always go the same as if you were talking to them by yourself. And so I created a lot of new relationships by opening myself up in that way. I was able to follow my own guidance and not have to be concerned about what the other person wants to do, what the other person wants to eat, where the other person wants to go.
Well, and I'm also noticing that, I'm a single person, and it seems like that those that are in couples and, relationships tend to gravitate in social situations to other couples, and singles gravitate to other singles. So in one way, it's important to get, for myself, to get clarity and comfort with my own aloneness. But there's also part of what generates that discomfort is that I feel a sense of rejection, but not of a comfort and acceptance from couples a lot of times. And it feels a little bit like, well, they're sort of in a different place, and I'm maybe in some ways even challenging to their relationship status quo.
Well, another thing that I notice is when I'm engaging with a couple, a lot of times they want to also look at me with some sort of sympathy that I'm not in a relationship. And that's another thing that just is so foreign to me. I don't understand it. I'm like, I'm great. I feel great the way I love my life the way that it is. And when a relationship is what's serving me, it's going to come into alignment, and it's going to happen without me having to create this whole environment in where I'm searching for it and waiting for it and feeling bad about myself because I don't have it right now. And this is one of the things that so many people do.
Yes.
I don't get that.
Do you think other couples actually find that threatening, that you're so comfortable in being single and you're like, I love being single, blah, 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 that if their husband or wife hears you saying that, then they may kind of go, do you get any of that in when you interact with couples?
Possibly. There's benefits to both. There's benefits to being in a relationship, and at times I believe there's benefits to being alone. The inner work is definitely something that I would not have been able to do in a relationship. I would not be where I am today, anywhere close, if I had been in a relationship. But then, of course, there's those relationships that you're healing and you're growing and you're learning together, but a lot of them, this is not the case.
Well, I think there are certain things, though, that also do come up only in relationship. It's in either way, whether it's a relationship to ourselves or a relationship with somebody else, we can have our blind spots. So I think
Definitely.
A combination of both is a wonderful thing. And I'm, in this case, really talking about any kind of, deep relationship or very close, intimate relationship.
And I have those kind of intimate relationships with my friends, with my platonic friends,
mm-hmm.
where we're
mm-hmm.
really exploring the deepest aspects of ourselves and really being honest about what's going on with us and working through some of the things that a lot of times just come up in intimate relationships. I think when you when you engage in all of your relationships authentically, you can work through some of that stuff, whether you're in an intimate relationship or not.
Absolutely. Yes.
I've had multiple relationships, at least two or three that come to mind, that were very powerful catalysts for my own personal growth and for what I think was some of the most challenging times in my life in a very, very positive way that blasted me into experiences and transformations in my own life that I feel like I just wouldn't have gotten there by myself, and who knows. And so I love that relationships, they can be so meaningful and core, and to bring consciousness to them is just one of the most, I think, wonderful gifts in life. It's amazing.
And then again, I've had some very unconscious relationships that have blasted me into consciousness, although I refuse not to repeat those again and perhaps learn in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think the key is staying in alignment with what is right for you in each moment, and sometimes that's being engaged in intimate relationship, and sometimes it's taking time for yourself and just having the clarity and the discernment to make the right choices in each moment without feeling like you're lacking something if you're not in a relationship or you're having dinner by yourself or whatever it may be.
Yes.
Just being okay with that.
So standing on your own two feet very solidly and contentedly, and then sharing that with somebody else if you choose in a relationship, as opposed to kind of leaning forward on your tiptoes and being slightly off balance and kind of falling into somebody.
Or without feeling like you needed the other person to complete you or to fill up your cup.
Absolutely.
To provide you with something that's not already there. Again, creates that insecurity and the feeling like you need to stay in a relationship that may not be the best choice for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's go ahead and take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to start exploring this a little bit deeper. And then, of course, in the second half of the show, we'll take some live calls. So if you want to call, the number is 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark talking about relationships today. And I want to go ahead and start exploring this a little bit deeper and doing some repatterning around this, because actually what I'm getting is that all three of us can do some more on aligning with healthy, loving relationships and allowing them into our lives as well. And it's kind of interesting that all three of us are single at this moment. We did not plan this.
Yeah. That's right.
Of course, all of us are fully accepting it. I get that. But also would like to remain open and available for the healthy, loving relationships to come to us when it's the right timing for us. So let's start doing some clearing on this.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm getting to start with you, Gwen.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it, that I don't get that you're open for a relationship at all, much less a healthy one. Were you aware of that?
Not really. Well, kind of. I mean, if I
I love the honesty.
I think that it's pretty close to the surface, actually, in that having a day-to-day relationship, I feel like it would take away from raising my kids.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting that's just a limiting belief. It's not actually the truth, that it is possible for you to attract a relationship that, well, for one, is balanced in that gives you time alone with your children, which for you, I believe is important, but that also when he's there, that it's actually even enhancing your relationship with your children. I see someone engaging very well with both of your children and with you, and, you know, creating that feeling of safety for them and for you at the same time. But I don't get that you're open to that right now, just basically based on your beliefs that tell you that it's not possible.
Exactly. I was just going to say, I don't think that that's possible to experience the kind of family life that I would love to.
Okay. Well, let's change that belief for you.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's explore all three of our blocks right now, and then we'll do it all together.
Okay. Perfect.
And with you, Mark, what I'm sensing is that you cannot maintain the lifestyle that you want comfortably while in a relationship.
Oh, that sounds right.
Which is interesting, because it hasn't been that long since you've been out of a relationship. You just recently got out of a long-term relationship.
True.
So I'm curious, how does that play out for you?
I think the thing that's probably my hesitation as I think about moving into another relationship is just that I have a tendency to begin to orbit around the activities and the interests of the person that I'm with. I'm very pliable in that way, and that at times I sort of over-accommodate, if that's a good way to say it, and then I begin to sort of feel a starvation in myself, that I'm not taking care of myself or doing as much as I would like to do for myself. It's very subtle and very slow build-up of that.
Yeah, well, what I'm getting is that it's just actually a limiting belief that you can't engage in a healthy, loving relationship without feeling drained or sacrificing yourself or becoming the other person that just came in intuitively for you, that you become the other person in relationships.
And yes.
Right now you're not really aware of a way to be in relationships without becoming the other person, kind of like a chameleon.
Yes. Oh, that word. That's a good word.
That one excited you.
Yeah.
Can I take some of Mark's? I was related to some of Mark's.
Absolutely. Well, it's just like what we do in the conferences, is that everything that comes up for Mark that applies to both of us is cleared for us as well. And the same thing, what we just did with you, Gwen, if that applies to me and Mark, that's clear too. So, yeah, definitely. We're going to do all of these for all three of us.
Yes.
So there's more with you, Mark. It feels like relationships feel treacherous to you.
Mm.
That's the word that came in intuitively. It's not my word. It's the word that was given to me.
That sounds like a strong word, but treacherous, I guess in the sense that I lose myself. And I was thinking this other thing that came to me as you were talking was, I have associated intimacy with sameness. There's something about when I reflect and I act and I respond and we find commonality between us, that creates intimacy. And then when we have separate interests, like I want to be quiet, they want to go out or whatever, if that's then we feel a little friction, you know, a little conflict, and therefore I don't feel the intimacy. So that my tendency is to continue to try to find sameness, even if it compromises what it is that I think I would be doing or want to do, even if it weren't for the relationship. So I have a tendency to sort of see the relationship as becoming sort of eroding my ability and commitment to be myself in its fullest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just working a little therapy out for myself here, but there's something about sameness that I think is an issue. You know, it's like I'm not comfortable when what I want stands in opposition or indifference to what the other person wants, because it feels like it's eroding our intimacy.
Well, that's treacherous.
Yeah, I feel like that's where the treachery part is, that it's very hard for you to maintain who you are when you're in a relationship. Yes, as I say that, I'm getting validation that that is where the treachery comes in, and the maintaining your sanity. The relationships just make you feel like you're going crazy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, at a level, absolutely. I get that.
Okay, well, let's do some clearing and repatterning around this for you. And for me, I get that I've got some of that too. Gwen, you seem pretty solid in that arena, so the sanity treachery part doesn't apply to you, but
well,
for me,
nice.
Me and Mark for sure. So that feels complete for the first clearing.
Great.
Let's go ahead and start off with an opening prayer, and of course this applies to anybody who calls into the show today and receives clearing. We're going to ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing receives maximum benefit from everything we do today in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you. Okay. And let's go ahead and clear all that stuff that we just talked about.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Let it go. Thank you.
Okay. So feels like all that cleared. Very, very nice. Very easy. That was a quick release. So, but let's just check in, see if Gwen, amazingly, it's even amazing me that it was that easy. I get you're aligned with healthy, loving relationships now and open.
Beautiful.
Mark and myself, I'm not going to say the same thing. There's a little bit more for us. Let's look at you first, Mark. Okay, the treachery piece did not clear for you. Actually, it feels like it's a different aspect. What we cleared did, but there's still some treachery involved in just dealing with people. Okay, that feels like that's the last piece, and we can just do a simple clearing on that. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Oh, good. That was it. Now I get you're aligned with healthy, loving relationships. And
that was easy.
Yeah, that was easy. I get that I'm not. I think I have a block in seeing the truth about myself on this one.
Well, this is strange, but it has something to do with your brother. The strange part is that it was almost like a seeing a military salute. And I keep seeing a cadet just saluting.
Oh, is it that relationships are a duty?
Yes.
Yes. It. Yes, mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. And what does that have to do with your brother? Is that what he thinks of as a relationship?
Oh, that's everything has to do with my brother. I don't know. I mean, well, apparently I have that belief too. Otherwise, it wouldn't be coming up right now. But I don't see that belief in me. I see that in him, that it's your duty to be in a relationship. Like almost what I was talking about earlier, it's your duty to have a family. It's your duty to play this role in society. And that's the part that I'm running from it. I see it now. I'm running from relationship because I'm running from his definition of relationship because he's my older brother. So, and he is also really good at a lot of things. He's highly successful in a lot of different ways. And so I have a lot of respect for a lot of the things that he does. And so taking that respect and putting it at the core of my definition of relationships, I think is what I've done. Does that sound right, Gwen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to clear that up. I'm going to clear with myself and my brother's definition of relationship. Oh, that's very exciting to
which,
me.
Which is almost like making it a career of its own or making it a job of its own. You know, that's what I was seeing. It's almost like a profession in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. I would say, you know, for someone who does not know my brother, and I haven't talked to you a lot about my brother, I would say you nailed it, Gwen. Definitely. Okay, good. I think that's all we need to know. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Let's clear it. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, good. Now I'm aligned with healthy, loving relationships. You are too, Mark. You are too, Gwen. All right, we're good.
Yes.
Now we're ready for Valentine's Day.
There you go. You know what I was thinking is coming up on Valentine's Day, there's the group clearing call. It's a great time to check in on, you know, it's a relationship clearing call. We're going to clear relationships, and what a perfect time just to invite people to come and be on that call for, in whatever way that they may be wanting to do some work around relationships in their life.
Well, sure. It's not just about specific relationships, which is definitely something, like you said, that we do on the call, but then just addressing, like we've just done, relationship issues or patterns or themes or beliefs that we might have. And you know, what's so great about the group calls is that just like here, when the three of us did the clearing, I borrowed some of yours, you probably borrowed some of mine, et cetera. You know, things that I would never think of, somebody else is saying, and then I resonate and I think, wow, oh yes, that's a belief I must have because I'm seeing the effect of that belief in my life.
Yes.
And so you can really go deep with those group calls.
And that's one of my favorite things about the calls is that you are seeing yourself through the reflection of others, because just like you were helping me, Gwen, with figuring out what my block was to relationships, is a lot of times we can't see these things about ourselves. But it's a lot easier when we see it in someone else, and then to just connect that back to ourselves, it just allows for so much more expanded and deep clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's time for another break. When we come back, we're going to start taking some live calls. So if there's anything in your life that you would like a little bit of insight into or some assistance moving past limiting beliefs or any kind of blockages, give us a call. 800-930-2819. And if you'd like some more information about what we're doing, my website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark. And we're ready to go to the phone and take a caller. We've got Betsy from Ashland, Oregon, calling in. Betsy, do I know you?
Yes, you do. Well, I met you at a clearing circle here about 2 months ago, and then I've been on your calling.
Okay, I remember. Oh, great.
Yeah,
I'm glad you've been listening.
I just started listening to your show. I feel like I get a clearing too when I listen, actually. I don't know. Could be wrong.
I feel like it's family. Well, you know, other people have said that too, that they feel like they get clearings also. I don't know what that's about, but I'm gonna do a meditation on that and get some information and find out what's going on.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. I mean, it definitely lifts my spirits at least, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, anybody from Ashland feels like family to me. That's where I started doing my work. I don't know if you know that because I just recently met you. I think I remember who you were at the last circle that I did there, but that was where everything kicked off in Ashland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that community was so supportive. You know, I moved to Ashland thinking I was going to wait tables, and then so many mm-hmm. people, it's just like it all got put together, and so many people were so pumped up about the work that I was doing and coming to the circles that it just took off. And I feel like if I hadn't had that loving, supportive community, that I don't know that I would be doing my work today. So feels like family to me.
Wow. I wish that I'd been open to you, you know, before, during that time, that I'd heard about you a little bit, but I wasn't ready. So I wish that I had been, but
Well, you're here now. What can we do for you today?
Now. Well, it's interesting that you guys are talking about relationship. I think that's kind of what's up for me. I felt like I could relate to each one of you, and there's definitely a sense of treachery around relationship. And right now, I'm actually sort of in a state mm-hmm. of shock after one relationship I just went through that was very, very transformational. But it ended with me being very, very critical of the other person, and he took it as a healing. I mean, he really knew how to work with it, but I'm left with, oh my God, I can't believe that's in me. And then afterwards, I was in such shock, and I've done this before too, that I started leaning like emotionally on all these other men around me, and some of them got the wrong idea, so I just have this nasty mess. I feel like I have this nasty mess to clean up, and I'm just filled with shock and shame around this, you know, rejecting pattern and this, mm-hmm. this using and, you know, this fear. Oh, I don't even know how to put it into words. It's just like this nasty, snarly web around men and relationship and, ugh. You know, I don't know.
All right. Well, let's get to work on that. You know, the first thing that's coming into me is your father. There feels like there's something really solid, a pattern. Gwen, help me out with this if you're getting information too, because I was busy listening. But it feels like there's like this really rock hard, solid pattern that was kind of established with your father. Does that make any sense to you?
You asking Gwen or me?
No, you, Betsy.
I just don't know, like, what. I do feel like there's something there, but I'm lost as to... I know there has been a commitment saying, like, I will never leave you, you know. I feel like I, on some subconscious level, I said that to him. He seemed so pathetic to me, I guess, and I couldn't leave him. And it was just this knot... Definitely a knot.
Well, it feels like the rejecting pattern started with him in this lifetime. It actually feels like it's something that's been going on for several lifetimes for you, but he is who solidified it for you in this lifetime.
Mm.
So we can start clearing. Let's see. There's some more information that needs to come out first. Gwen, what do you got?
Well, basically what I was getting was that, Betsy, it's not as bad as you feel like it is. That's really what I want to tell you. On the outside, the big, big mess and all of that anguish that you're feeling is really just your internal conflict. So mm-hmm. if you can kind of like let the rest go a little bit and just focus on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do sense a web around her. We're going to clear that. Actually, everything that you just brought up right now, I'm getting that we can clear really quickly during this call. So let's start with it. Let's first clear the rejecting pattern. Actually, I'm getting to start with that one first before doing anything else. Let me just check in. Is Betsy ready to let this go? I get yes. All right. So let's start a clearing, okay? Is that okay, Betsy?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes we just need your verbal consent saying, yeah, let's do it. Cause that kind of brings all of you into alignment with what we're doing. If there's like a sabotaging feature, you know, or some aspect of yourself that doesn't want to let it go, you just saying the words yes, like just kind of blows through that. So that's why I wait and ask. So it feels like that's clearing. Let's go ahead and also clear between you and your father, clear any patterns of behavior that you have picked up and transposed onto your relationships that have come from your relationship with your father or actually with his relationship patterns. I'm getting has had some effect on that too, or on you, on your relationships. So let's clear that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that one's huge.
Mm-hmm. His relationship patterns.
Whatever is clearing for you right now.
Yeah.
It's a massive clearing. It's like making my body vibrate. Okay, so let's see what else. How are you feeling, Betsy, right now?
I did feel something clear. It did feel like a net kind of left.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Built tension in my belly, I notice.
Okay, that's you giving your power away to men in relationships. Let's shift that pattern for you. Let's show you how to stay strong and empowered, fully empowered in relationships, and clear the pattern that you have of sacrificing your life for relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay, and then the last thing that's coming up. Oh, I get, Gwen, you're getting something else. What is it?
It has it's clearing with the boyfriend. Did we clear with him already? I feel like there's still some cords there that may not be serving.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're right. I don't know why I'm getting that it's clear between her and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But there are cords there, which doesn't make any sense to me at all. Do you agree with that, Gwen?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Oh, I know what it is. It's cords between her boyfriend and her father.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I haven't seen that yet in any sessions that I've done. So let's also cut any cords that your boyfriend has to your relationship patterns and then also to your father's relationship patterns.
Hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Is that a yes? Is that a let's
yes,
do
yes,
it?
Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now I get you ready to release the fear that you have about relationships. Oh, we need to talk a little bit more about it. There's fear of relationships. There's fear of relationship failure. There's also fear of death in relationships. So this obviously is something from another lifetime. But that is, it's a really huge one for you. So we're going to clear that. Let's see. There's the fear of sacrificial behavior in relationships, mm-hmm. and there's one more fear. Let me see what it is. Fear of losing yourself, losing who you are. Let's clear all those fears, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is another big one. I felt the energy amp up. And so I'm going to be silent for a moment. Do you want to share anything, Betsy?
Gosh, I just know this is big stuff. I mean, it's been a lifetime of really traumatic relationships, and this last one just felt like such a, I don't know, such a transformational one. And he knew there was something with me and my father. So I'm not surprised that came up those cords. He was pretty aware himself, and he could feel it. So,
Yeah. Okay. Well, I get that's everything right now, and I feel like this is going to be a really dramatic shift for you pretty quickly. It feels like a lot of it's already integrated for you, which is pretty good. A lot of people don't integrate until they go to sleep that night or a little bit later, but you integrated a lot of what we've done already. So let me just check in.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Let me check in and see if there's anything else. No, I get that we're complete. Thank you so much for calling in, Betsy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You'll see me tomorrow?
At the clearing circle, the relationship.
Oh, you're coming to the live clearing call?
Yeah, the clearing call, yeah.
Okay, well, that's not
as far
in person.
As I know.
I'm not actually coming to Ashland tomorrow.
Right.
But yes, you are. Thank you for bringing that up. You're more than welcome to join us as a gift for calling in today. Send me an email, and I will send you a link to register for that.
Okay,
great. Thanks, Betsy.
Okay,
it's time for another break. When we come back, we're going to do some more. So if you want to get in on the fun and do some rebatterning with us today, give us a call, 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, and I don't know what to do right now. We had a caller waiting, and our caller dropped off, so I don't know what to do. What was that, Gwen?
I said, aw.
Oh, what are we going to talk about? I think we should talk to Chris. I love talking to Chris.
Yes.
Chris, our station producer.
Hi there.
You want to fill in some spaces for us here? How's it going?
Sure, and I love talking to you too, Deborah Diane, as well as Mark and Gwen. I feel so good about Monday nights. You guys really ease my, you ease the stress in my world.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you. literally, I think we did a clearing for Chris. Chris was kind of having you were having a rough day today, or a lot going on over there, I hear.
A lot going on. We had a big blizzard, and one thing I don't understand, they named the blizzard Nemo. They named the blizzard after a Disney character. Now every time I think of Nemo, I'm going to think of this horrible blizzard. But a lot of people lost power in our area, and I'm just very, very thankful that just about everybody got their power back. And we were just trying to be a good radio station, let everybody know what was going on. But at the same time, we really couldn't do much of anything else, and we were kind of stuck here and, you know, so it has been kind of crazy.
Well, this is actually the first I'm hearing about it. And I live in a bubble, and I really kind of enjoy living in a bubble. But I think Mark and Gwen, you kind of go along with the same bubble mentality thing that I do.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, yes. I didn't know anything about that. So thanks for sharing. So everything's all good now?
Everything's all good. And coincidentally, the old saying, if you don't like New England weather, wait a minute, now it's raining. So we've gone from like lots of snow and blizzard to rain. So driving is actually kind of a mess out there. So we wish everybody well and, you know, drive safely.
Absolutely.
Yes. Divine protection, sending out divine protection for everyone. Good. Well, do you have something else that you want to work with? Chris, you experienced your first clearing two shows ago. Well, how's that going, by the way? We did a stress and anxiety clearing for you, and you already gave us a little bit of feedback last week, but I want more.
Yes.
Tell me more.
As a matter of fact, I noticed an extreme shift, and a release was the word I used, and that's the proper word to use, because the next couple of days, I felt different. My energy was definitely different, and I felt better, and I was more relaxed. And I think I told you I had an important meeting like the following day, and that really helped me with that meeting. And for some reason, everything is cyclical with me. And after like a week goes by, it starts to go back to what it was. I don't know if that's what's supposed to happen, but that's what happens with me. So I'm glad that we get together once a week. And I mean, I'm really, really thankful that you did what you did before the show. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, that was, we have to let everybody else know because they weren't there. We just did a quick balancing and centering for Chris before the show because things were kind of hectic. So good. I'm glad you're noticing the effects of that. Let's do some more. What do you want to work on?
I hate to be redundant and repetitive, but the same thing we worked on the first week, I don't know if you mind doing that, but that seems to be where the anxiety is the biggest issue I have, where my mind obsesses, and my mind technically has a mind of its own, if that makes any sense. And I'd like to be back to, you know, where I should be and be grounded.
Okay. Well, let's do a quick grounding for you, and I'm going to get some more information because I get the anxiety is clear. Do you agree with that, Gwen?
I do.
Yeah, there's still something around the obsessing and the mind of your own. But first, I'm getting to just do like a grounding and anchoring you in the highest and best way. And then I think there's some more information that's going to come in. But let's start that clearing first, okay?
Okay, very good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I keep getting something around your father. Did he kind of have a pattern of the same, like, obsessiveness?
Well,
that's what I'm getting.
He's listening to the radio now. I have to be careful what I say. But I would say yes in a different kind of way.
Yeah, I get that it's mild, but I get that you're picking up on a pattern, like kind of being
Well, this is what I see with a lot of people is just like we come into this world feeling it's our responsibility to perpetuate patterns of our parents. And sometimes like they may be serving one of our parents and they're not really aligned with what we're doing here, what we've got on our plate in this lifetime. And so that's just a simple clearing right there, is just clearing any patterns that aren't yours, that aren't serving you. And then I feel like that's gonna cover it. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see what else. I don't get that your mind has a mind of its own either. Oh, actually, I was getting it a minute ago, but I feel like that's clearing right now.
It is. I can feel it.
Oh, good. Yeah, somewhere in there. I don't know what we said about that.
But you know what? This is I have to say this. This is a good feeling, but at the same time, I didn't get much sleep all weekend. I almost feel like I'm going to fall asleep right now. I promise I won't, but that's how I feel. But it's a good feeling.
Wait till you get home first.
I will.
Yeah, I do feel like you're going to sleep a lot better tonight. Something else coming in for you. Something around projections. I also just want to clear whatever projections are affecting you. It feels like they're outside projections coming to you, and it has something to do with what you were just describing. But let's clear any projections coming at you that aren't serving you, and just replace them with pure divine energy.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glenn, what are you feeling?
I was getting around the belief that it's cyclical, that things just keep repeating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just to release that, yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah, we can release that. We're still in the last clearing. I'm not getting to start something new until this one completes. How are you feeling, Chris?
So much better. I really am.
Good. Yay, that's the best part.
No, I feel great.
Sometimes we talk about things that are kind of hidden and buried in there, but that can be fun. But really, it's the effect that's the best part. And I'm just filling in spaces, to be honest with you, because we can't start another clearing until this other one completes, and we're still kind of in the middle of it. So if anybody wants to say anything, go ahead.
Well, I would like to say that my listeners know this very well. We get a lot of calls and a lot of other shows, and what's happening with me right now, you have to try this, folks. You have to try it, and you have to call the show. You have to get a hold of Deborah Diane, 1-800-930-2819. No more time tonight, but for next week and every Monday night from 6 to 7 Eastern Time. This is a great show.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Okay, so we're complete with that clearing. That was perfect timing. Let's also clear any cycles or cyclical behavior that's not serving you. And I feel like that's all we need to say about that. Is that good?
That's perfect.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Again, see, it's this radio thing. It's a little bit tricky for me when we have really big clearings like this one is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still supposed to keep talking. Sometimes it's a little difficult for me.
I know. I'm the one that made you paranoid about that.
Yes. Something about sirens and flashing and texts. And what do they? What, they send a car out or something to find you? We go silent for too long.
Something like that.
Something like that. Okay. Good. 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 Well, thank you, Chris, for helping us out today.
No, thank you.
I feel like that's everything, and we'll have an opportunity to do some more for sure. Right now, I think it's time to wrap it up. It's about that time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Sending love and prayers out to everybody affected, but with the weather out there. And if you missed any part of the show and you'd like to hear it, you can listen to the archives on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. And if you want to give us any feedback on the show, please do send me an email from the website. Just clicking contact and it comes right to my email box. And if you want to join us for some clearing off the air, you can do that in the live group clearing calls. We do these every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Pacific. And you can also connect in with that
on my website as well. We're here every Monday, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern. Join us next week for some more conscious repatterning. And remember to find someone or something to be grateful for. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing hosts, incredible guests. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.